Agenda item number five, discussion and possible action on the conservation of interruptible water available for 2019. Presented by Aaron Abel, Water Service Manager.
Good morning. This is an item we bring to you each year in October to establish the amount of interruptible water that will be made available for the upcoming calendar year. So what is interruptible water? It is just that, it's interruptible. You know, the availability is not guaranteed. It is firm water from reservoirs not used in the previous year. So in higher water use years, you know, less unused firm water remains in storage and is not available. In 2018, you know, we've had a very dry year up until about, you know, 3 or 4 weeks ago. So that does impact things. Interruptible water is sold, you know, at the system rate, and the agricultural use pays for the ag rate for irrigation. We've been supplying interruptible water since 2008 in this form of interruptible water. Normally, interruptible water is purchased for ag and mining use and is used as backup water. So we have a procedure that outlines all the pertinent details with regard to the interruptible water sales. The annual calculation methodology includes a safety factor established by the board. The purpose of the safety factor is to ensure interruptible water sales don't impact long-term contracts. The safety factor provides for a 75% margin of safety, and it's been used in every year since the inception of interruptible water in 2008. Multi-year contracts get first priority on the water that is made available, and we also have contracts in interruptible that contain provisions that allows BRA to suspend the use of water if we reach a stage 3 drought emergency condition under the Brazos River Authority Drought Contingency Plan. We did stop offering multi-year interruptible water contracts in 2018, but there are still multi-year contracts in place that will expire over the next 3 years. We also have priority that is given to requests of 1,000 acre feet and less when allocating the available interruptible water. This next graphic here summarizes the amount of interruptible water that has been offered, sold, and used from 2008 to 2018. So the gray bars here in each one of these years represent the authorized amount from the board. The blue bar is the amount that was actually contracted for, and the green is the amount that was actually used. So, and you can see in 2011 was a game changer. Almost all the interruptible water that was made available then is now contracted for every year. In most years, not much is actually gets used. The lower basin folks and customers that purchase usually use that for insurance purposes. This slide summarizes who our interruptible water customers are this year and shows a little more detail on which contracts expire and which ones carry over into next year. So we have a total of 86,290 acre feet under contract this year in 2018. 76% of that is with Dow and Gulf Coast Water Authority. 67 contracts are the remaining 24%. So of the 86,290 acre feet, 69,724 acre feet are in the contracts that extend through 2019 and beyond. So these contracts, these multi-year contracts that extend through 2019 will get priority, and the remainder will be offered at a prorated basis to those requesting new contracts. You know, this has been the sixth year that requests have either been prorated or additional water was not made available since 2008. So this isn't the first time, you know, we've been in this situation. In each of the last 3 years, we have had to prorate the interruptible water. We have to be conservative in making interruptible water available in order to protect our long-term firm water customers, and that's the main point of that, of the safety factor. I want to point out that in October of 2010, we were sitting in a really similar situation and position that we are in now. You know, in September of 2010, we had Tropical Storm Hermine kind of make landfall on the coast and filled up all the reservoirs, essentially. But then, as everybody knows, the rest of the story, you know, between October 2010 and October 2011, you know, we experienced one of the most historic and most severe one-year droughts in Texas history. So at this point in October 2010, we were sitting at 64% full. So we had a major decline in reservoir storage. And, you know, hydrologic conditions, you know, within the basin, as we all know, you know, can swing greatly from wet to dry in a relatively short amount of time. So this slide shows the numbers that result from our calculations for the interruptible water in 2019 as defined in the interruptible sale procedure. Numbers are shown in the second column here. The amounts vary by location, so we break it down by the different parts of the basin. In total, the 2018 interruptible water calculation, or 2019 interruptible water calculation, equals 77,438 acre feet. And this is what our recommendation to you is today. The middle column here shows the extent of the interruptible water that is under contract with customers that have contracts that extend through 2019. So these customers have the priority on the water that is made available, and they will phase out over the next 3 years. So by 2021, we won't have any more interruptible or multi-year contracts at that point. So the last column here shows the remainder, the 7,714 acre feet that you get when you subtract the first from the second column. And so the 7,714 will be offered to new requests received in this year's application process. I think I have a resolution, but I'll take any questions.
Any questions? Seeing none, read your resolution, please.
Okay. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves a safety factor of 0.25 for use in determining the amounts of interruptible water to make available in calendar year 2019. Be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager slash CEO to make up to 77,438 acre feet of interruptible water available in calendar year 2019. Be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager slash CEO to use up to 69,724 acre feet of interruptible water made available for calendar year 2019 to supply existing interruptible water availability agreements, and to enter into new interruptible water availability agreements for up to 7,714 acre feet, which shall be sold at the current system rate per acre foot, except for water for agricultural use, as that term is defined in Chapter 11 of the Texas Water Code, which shall be sold at the current agricultural rate.
You heard the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? Bob, second by Jeannie. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Grant?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Lattimore?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Agenda item number six.